So entitled the message, Sing to Adonai, All the Earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Meaning all the lands of the world, all nations, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, sing to Adonai, all the earth. This is the beginning of chapter 15, which is the crossing of the Red Sea. After the children of Israel cross in chapter 14, and they cross on dry ground, the pillar of fire lifts and follows the children of Israel across the Red Sea. The Egyptians, no longer being withheld by the pillar of fire, decide that they're going to pursue them. So for a moment, imagine that the sea just dried up and you think that it's muck, but it's not. It's dry. Because those people are not silly. I would say stupid, okay? They're not going to run their chariots into muck. Right? So they decide that it's dry enough, we can pursue. So now, as the people on foot are getting to the other side and getting off, the chariots are coming from the other side. They're coming into the water, into where the water was. The same place the children of Israel just crossed. As all the children of Israel are on the other side, and here comes the chariots of the whole army of Pharaoh with their chariots and men of war and everything else, the Lord tells Moses to lift up his staff again. And he does, and the water comes over them and drowns the whole entire of the army. The children of Israel are on the banks of the Red Sea, and they get to see it all. They see the salvation. That's what it says in the scripture, the salvation. The word they use is Yeshua. They see the Yeshua of Adonai manifested in the doing away with the enemy. And like I said before, we started today. If you came early enough, you heard it. If you didn't, you get to hear it now again. At that moment, when they see their enemies being totally destroyed, what was the first thing they did? We could be tempted to get on our faces and worship Adonai. We can be tempted to say, start praying and start thanking Adonai in prayer, in corporate prayer, just praising Adonai and on song and so on. So let me just read what actually happened, because it's written for us. I don't have to guess. It's right here. Hashira hasot lashem ki ga'o ga'a sus verohevo rama bayam ozi vesimrat ya lei vayehi lishua ze eli ve'anvehu Elohei avi ba'aram ehu. Now let me translate that for you. Exodus 15, I'm going to add two additional verses to this. Exodus 15, 1 through 4. The first thing the children of Israel said, did the following. Moses had this staff there. He had just lifted the staff for this to happen. And it happened. It happened fast. So they were coming fast, by the way. So he lifted, and that happens. It says, then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to Adonai. In the face of the greatest victory that anybody had ever experienced up to that point. The greatest victory that anybody had experienced. This is the end of the war. It's like when the United States at the end of the war, they were free. The 4th of July celebration. This is their 4th of July, so to speak. They seen it with their own eyes. What did they do? Moses, the leader, and the children of Israel together sing this song to Adonai. Quote, I will sing to Adonai, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he threw into the sea. Number two, please note, the third word on the second line. The first word is Ozi. The second word is Besimrat. And the third word is Yah. What is that? It has vowel markings, right? Yah. Does it have vowel markings there? DJ, can you read it? What does it say? The third word right there, Yah. Does it say Yah? Oh. So the first half of God's name is revealed to us right here. Just like in Isaiah chapter 12. Oh, okay, don't get excited, please. Just go ahead and go to sleep, okay? We just got a revelation. So we actually know how to pronounce half of his name. Come on now. Come on now. Okay. So we know how to pronounce half of his name. Yah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Look at the fifth word. The fourth, first, Ozi, Vesimrat, Yah. Vayehi li, Lishua. Okay. You take the L, cover it up, and it says Yeshua. Lishua is that L means it's an article. Okay? It says my salvation. Lishua. This is my God. So that's who we're talking about. The children, this is my God who had this great victory. I will glorify him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Verse 4, Adonai, verse 3, Adonai is a warrior. Adonai Tzvaot is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea. His elite commanders were drowned in the sea of reeds. So we observe in the face of a gigantic major victory, at the moment where we can let and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night to the sea that our God is still there. Oh, say thus, godly banner now yet wave over you at Kol Simcha and over all who are saved. Yeah. Parashat Beshalach is a tremendous parashat. Beshalach literally means after he had let go. After Pharaoh had let go, it's full of some of the most valuable history in Israel. It forms much of the basis for Israel's identity for centuries, just like the 4th of July did for us, to come and for our Jewish identity as well, because we are part of Israel. In Exodus 14, 3 through 12, Scripture describes the situation that ensued after the children of Israel's departure from Egypt. So in chapter 14, the previous chapter, which is part of today's reading, the Lord specifically says that he allows Pharaoh's heart to be hardened after they leave so that, and he says, why? Quote, I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army. Verse 4, it hadn't happened yet. It's a whole chapter before it. Come on now. It hasn't happened yet. He's already saying, through Moses, telling the children of Israel, I'm going to be glorified. And I'm going to be glorified at the expense of the enemy. These occurred through the destruction of his forces at the Red Sea. And what is Adonai said? They will know. Because of this judgment, they will know that I, Adonai, am the Holy One of Israel. When these judgments come, we know that he is holy. Philip's family, when this kind of thing happens, you know that he is holy. Blessed be Adonai, the righteous God. He's holy. Look. The truth of the matter is there are strong parallels between the story of the Egyptian scrutiny of the Israelites at the bank of the Red Sea and the situation we are in America right now. Very strong parallels. Many have staunchly believed that prior to the beginning of difficult times, all Christians will be given a pre-tribulation rapture to heaven while the Jews are left to experience the tribulation. Well, the scripture said that which is to be is now. That which has been is now. And which is to be hath already been. And God required that which is past. So I ask the question, is there anywhere in Israel's history when he gives them a pre-difficult times free ride somewhere else and preserves them? Well, he preserved them, but not in heaven. He preserved them in the most difficult place there is. Are you kidding me? He preserved them in the desert. How many green things are in the desert? I've been to the desert. I don't like it. It's brown. There's nothing green. There's no water. There's nothing. Look, there's nothing. If God can preserve you through nothing, you think he can preserve you at this time? Are you kidding me? Get your faith raised up here. The Lord is a man of war. And he's going to do war against the enemy. He's going to do war against the enemy. If we look at what happened back in Exodus as a model, Adonai protected his people during the time of the most difficult. And he did that so that they'll know I'm holy. How about that? The people shuddered. They heard these words and went like they were already, okay, they're sitting at the edge of the sea overnight going, oh, this is going to be awesome. This is a great experience. Moses, this is awesome. You brought us here so we can experience this great miracle. But you read what they were saying. They were saying, Moses, why'd you bring us here to die? Wouldn't it have been better for us to stay in Egypt? Why don't we just turn around, send a delegation right now to the army and give up? Let's raise up the white flag and let's give up and maybe some of us will live. That's what they were saying. Moses, a typology of the leader. The leader wasn't so sure. Just like I'm so sure, right? I am absolutely convinced. There are times I am shaking in my booty. And Moses was not convinced. So the Lord speaks to Moses. Sweetheart. Moses, sweetheart. I'm going to win. You believe it? Moses, calm down. Take inventory. And then say something valuable. That's not what happened. I love to preach. Adonai basically goes, it wasn't Moses. Moses! What are you doing crying before me right here? You want to lead? Would you like to lead? Would you like to take my place? Go right ahead. Now I'll sit where you are. And you can be the one shaking. And the Lord's going to come back to you, of course, because it's you and not me. He's going to come back and say, it's okay. You can get a second prize. We have a second and a third prize for you so that you don't get your heart messed up because you didn't win. Now what happened, huh? What happened? Moses. The Bible doesn't have intonation, so I'm just going to choreograph for us here. Moses! What's wrong with you? Right? What's wrong with you, Moses? What are you doing here? Well, we came to worship you at the... Yeah, I can see this great worship that you've been leading here. This awesome worship service right here at the edge of the sea. When I'm about to have the greatest victory, it's already prophesied in verse 4. This is the problem. We hear the prophecy, we hear God's word, we let it go in, and while we're hearing, hallelujah, praise the Lord, as soon as you get out those doors, it's, I don't think so. I don't know if I can handle this or not. I don't know. This is too big for me. When did this is big? What am I gonna do? Well, Moses not given even a chance to respond. So is it okay if I allow myself to say I think God was ticked off? You want to tick him off? Okay. The ticked off God said to him, what do you got in your hands? Let me continue. We go out the door. We usually go out with either a Bible in our hands or empty handed. Some will say, well, you know, I had money until you took up the offering and I didn't got nothing. So you stripped of your money, your wallet got saved. You know, and you're leaving the congregation, and you know, it was a great time. And the Lord says, what do you got? Well, you know, what do we got at that point? Nothing. When we start our song and dance that we do, we ain't got nothing. Lord, we ain't got nothing. Okay, so the Lord our God, patient. The Lord our God, long-suffering. Huh? This suffering Lord our God says to Moses. He didn't even get it. He didn't answer. I got your staff in my hand. No answer. Right? No answer. Look, read it. Tell me I'm wrong. If I remember correctly, no answer. He didn't give an answer. To take the staff and extend it over the waters. So he didn't even give a chance to answer. No second prize. No red flower. No card. What is that card company? He didn't go buy a card to send them. No sending cards on the email. Or none of those things. The Lord is not at this point ready for you to go. It's us. Ain't nothing like that of me. He's like, get it done. And what happens when he extends this thing? Well, the Bible says what happened. A wind started coming. Who controls the wind? Who knew? Oh, somebody said, well, see, this cataclysmic thing is happening with the alignment of the this, and the waters being done. Oh, that's wonderful. I said, I believe that. Well, who knew when that was going to be? Who predicted? You know, however he does it, it's none of my business. Really, it's none of my business how he does it. Just that he does it. I'm interested in the result. I'm not interested in the process. Oh, my goodness. What did you just say? Isn't that what we say? I'm not interested in, I'm only interested in the result. I'm not interested in the process. And guess what? Adonai is a process-loving God. And he is interested in the process. But anyway, this time, the water receded. Not yet. I know you're ready, and I'm ready too. This example shows that we need to trust him and not be escapists. Choosing my words carefully here. Not be escapists and afraid. Like so many who say they have faith in Jesus do, or even Messiah. Let us not cower. What does that mean? Don't be cowards. Let us not cower, and instead let us desire to witness Adonai being glorified, which is what was going to happen there, and what they see, they're going to get to see, as he was before the Egyptians. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9, when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When the Adonai's judgments come, it's not for us to cry, to get scared. Oh, no, I can't eat. Whatever. My money won't work. Whatever. I think we need to desire to see Adonai glorified and enjoy his salvation and his victory. When the children of Israel beheld this event, the Bible says what they did. Moses and Miriam sang and danced. Moses is singing. Miriam with the ladies is dancing. Song and dance. Isn't that amazing? The response to Adonai when he does the utmost of awesome things is to sing and dance. Therefore, I think we should sing and dance. It's a great event today. We're remembering a great event. We should also sing and dance to Adonai because, like the scripture said, he is highly exalted. Huh? Quote, the horse and its rider, that is our enemy and his enemy too. The horse and his rider, ours and his enemy, he threw into the sea. I can put the word there, Sheol. Let's have the first one.
Let it go. I'll tell you when. Make sure we stop. the sea. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, He is become my victory. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, He is become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt
Pause it. Pause it. Pause it. Just hit the space key, or just pause it.
I will sing
pause
unto
it. Hit the space bar. There you go. Awesome. Now that's the best that we Gentiles can do. I'm actually rather serious. So we come up with these kind of, yeah, I will sing unto the, and it's a wonderful song. But what would happen, you suppose, if descendants of the Levites got a hold of this and decided to put it to music? What do you think? Oh, he's going to be good. Hit that third song. Moshiko Halevi. Third song. Go ahead, if you know the dance, go for it. Sing it! Kippo, the children of Israel are at the Red Sea. Here come the horses. They're going to have to scatter. The children of Israel are at the Red Sea. Here come the horses. They're going to have to scatter. Moses, where? Left or right? Moses, where? Left or right? The Lord said, go straight. Come on, Moses. You gotta be kidding me. Left or right, Moses? Left or right? No. Go straight. Here we go. The children of Israel are the Red Sea. Here come the horses. They're gonna have to scatter, right? Oh, no. Here come the horses. They're going to have to scatter. Here we go, Moses. We're going. Great. It again, please. It's a space bar. Okay. Let me give you another example. There's in verse 13 and 14, there's another song. They're singing. Okay. So here's how we, Gentiles and Messianic Jews, here's how we're going to sing this. Go ahead. You're gonna just go, oh Paul, I love you. Oh, awesome. It's awesome, isn't it? That's like Marilyn praying.
Oh,
We actually just sang it a little while ago. We did a good job. It's a great song, isn't it?
Who is my King, O Lord among the gods?
Oh, who is like Thee, Lord?
Who is like Thee, Lord? There is none else.
No one else. No one else. No one else. Had a great victory, and you're going to just sing to the Lord, I love you, Lord. I would like you, Lord. Okay. However, if the children of Levi, Moshiko Halevi, how about that? Moshiko Halevi wrote it, performed it, and did the dance, which is the Simpkins are probably going to do. Okay, so get ready, because it's not going to be this. Hit it.
Ne'edar ba'kodesh, mikamocha ba'elim. Ba'elim Hashem, mikamocha ba'elim. Ne'edar ba'kodesh, Nora, Nora tehilot osef, osef ele Nora, Nora tehilot osef ele.
Jump, that other stuff is lame.
Nora tehilot
jump back! Jump, 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 jump! 1, 2, 3, 4, turn around. Left together, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, turn around. 1, 2, 3, 4, turn around. Right to the right, left to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, right, 2, 3, 4, turn around. Right to the right, step together, turn around. Right, 2, 3. Left, right, left. Right, left, right. Jump back. Jump, 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 jump. Right, left, right. Left, right, left. Right, left, right. Jump, 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 jump,
jump.
Sing it! With joy! He won! Man, he won! He won! Stuff? Do you want to learn that stuff? Kathy is dying to teach it to you. She's dying to teach it to you. We talked about this. Thursday night, come on and learn these dances, including the Miss Maureen dance of earlier. So we can do this for a while. Come on, let's have victory. So it's over. Right, chapter 15 is over. It's over. It's over. So now they all go out. It's over, like here. It's over, and everybody goes out and saying, ah, okay, how was the service? Ah, it's okay. What did we talk about? I don't know. Well, let's see what happened. At the end of chapter 15, The Lord proclaims. At the end of chapter 15, after the party, after the dance and the music and the revelry and all that screaming and jumping up and down, the Lord declares the following. Do you think there's a coincidence? It is a coincidence. This is what he said. I am Adonai Rofecha. I am Adonai your healer. Let it go. So you can be whole. You're healed. You know, when you come to Yeshua and everything like that is a happiness and all those things, that's followed very closely. Same chapter 15. By the know, the Lord is our healer. Okay, so let's go to chapter 16. What's next? What's the next thing we would do? Like, where is the food? Huh? Where's the food? In chapter 16, the people were hungry. It's not like they could walk up and pick up grapes or pomegranates or anything. Well, what do you get from brown? What do you get from brown and stones? Nothing. Okay, so they ain't got nothing. I mean, nothing. We complain we got stuff. They ain't got nothing. So he answered and he gave them bread that rained from heaven. Huh? They didn't know what to call it. They didn't know what to call it. What is it? So they call it manhu, which is actually from minhu, which means from him. From him. Something that came from him. That's what we call manna. And actually, the Hebrew word means a lot more than manna means. Manna doesn't mean anything. But minhu means something. From whom? From him. Of him. Out of him. We also have bread that came from heaven. We also have bread that came from heaven. We also have bread that came from heaven. That's in John 6, 24 through 59. Note that bread is necessary for life. It's called the staff of life. And bread is to be eaten daily. Not whenever, daily. Thank you, Lord. I like that scripture. But at the same time, the Lord said, not by bread alone, but by every word. And please notice that bread yields growth. Play it.
my flesh for the life of the world.
And he eats of this bread.
And if you eat of this,
what will happen?
You shall live forever.
Yeshua said in John 6,
and I will raise you up.
Bigger songs than that, but I don't know if you can stand it. At the end of today's meeting, not yet. Hang on a second. If you use the space key, it works better. Space starts, space stops. Okay, at the end of today's reading, the people had great thirst. They're thirsty. So what was Moses instructed to do? Take the rod, same rod, and strike the rock. And water gushed out. It said, Exodus 17, verse 6, I will stand in front of you there on the rock in Horeb. You are to strike the rock, and water will come out of it so that the people can drink. Moses did this in the sight of the leaders of Israel. Exodus 17, 6. And water came out. Who is the rock? Yeshua is the rock. When Rabbi Paul shared a midrash in 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 12, he shared that Yeshua is the rock. Do believers see a Jewish rabbi saying what was coming for him to say? Or do people imagine some other God, some other manifestation, some gentilized Jesus? Or do you see the Yeshua that's a rabbi speaking right here? I think not. I think that Paul is quite misunderstood. He needs to sing the song. Let me say again, Yeshua is a rock at Horeb. The children of Israel were aware that something or someone was accompanying them in their journey. It's called in Scripture the messenger of Adonai, the angel, the capital T, the angel of Adonai. Who's that? Who's the angel? Who's the messenger of Adonai? It's none other than Yeshua. And it's spoken, this is spoken in Deuteronomy 32, in Psalm 18, in all kinds of verses. The Jewish people sing a song on Shabbat called Sur Mishelo. Sur Mishelo, Rock of Ages. They sing that in their homes on Shabbat, but we in Kol Simcha, we sing.
Of Exodus 15.
And blessed be the rock.
Psalm 18, verse 3.
Let my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God.
Here we go. Sing the next one. You want to stop singing now?
No.
I hope not. Go ahead, next one. Children sing this.
I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou.
I will crank it up from about 60 to 120. And we'll sing, bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord. Bless thou the Lord. You know what I mean? That's why I want to ask you a question. Should we not sing to Adonai?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You bet. You bet we should. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's highly exalted. He is my God. I will praise him, my Father's God, and I'll exalt him. The last song.
I will sing unto the Lord.
Ready to be dismissed.
Thank you.
the little wooden shul where I would stay. And there the people would read from me out loud, and they would rejoice. And this would be passed from the fathers to the children for generations. The Lord sent word, I want you to sing to me. Coincidence. You think he's serious? I think he's really serious. We should be the happiest, most ready to sing along with Mitch people. Sing along with Tony, okay? We should come from now on, come expecting to sing to the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. He himself sent word to heal our disease, right? He sent the word to heal our disease. The word that he spoke is, would you sing to me? She said, I don't understand. The Torah in my vision was saying, sing to me. Get ready to come next week. I'm going to play the song about a Torah that came out of Kiev and survived the Holocaust, just like the blue one here. Because this week's the anniversary of the Torah. And we have an awesome speaker next week. The lineup has Elder Sam. Elder Sam's married to TJ. Did she say right? I mean, did she tell you? Man, you got the good one next week. So when that comes, come prepared. May your week be sweet. Okay? My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad. I will be glad in the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord from 9 to 12. As long as I live. As long as you have breath. You should, you know, we talked about it is breath in our souls. It's your breath. So we pour out our praise unto you only. We sang that. We also sang from the other place about the Lord is the one that took care of the enemy. I mean, the music is tied up to Beshalach. Anyway, of course, you know, I'm so smart that I figured that out. Look, this is an awesome place. This is an awesome place. No? If possible, I would even do this.
Hallelujah.
It's an awesome place. Be dismissed in Yeshua's name. Amen.